The World This Week, Politics.
Joe Biden admitted that he had screwed up his debate with Donald Trump. The president's disastrous performance has caused some Democrats to openly call for him to drop his re-election bid. Polls show a sizable majority of Americans think he does not have the cognitive ability to serve as president. Mr. Biden said he would not pull out and would contest November's election. Senior Democrats, including Kamala Harris, the vice president and state governors, rallied around the 81-year-old. America's Supreme Court gave a mixed verdict on whether Donald Trump was immune from prosecution for his alleged attempt to overturn the 2020 election. In a 6-3 ruling, the court separated a president's official actions from his unofficial ones, finding that Mr. Trump's conversations with people in his administration were covered by immunity. His communications with private individuals and state officials were a grey area, the justices said, sending the issue back to the lower courts. It is now less likely that Mr. Trump will ever be tried on those election charges. After the ruling, prosecutors agreed to postpone Mr. Trump's sentencing hearing for falsifying business records. Steve Bannon began his 4-month prison sentence for refusing to answer a subpoena from a congressional committee investigating the events of January 6, 2021. Mr. Trump's former adviser held a rally shortly before his incarceration. "Victory or death," he exclaimed to the crowd. More than 200 candidates from the centre and the left withdrew from the second round of the French parliamentary election to avoid splitting their vote in constituencies where they have a chance of beating the hard-right National Rally, or RN. The United Republican Front is trying to stop the RN from gaining a majority in the election on July 7th. The RN came first with 33% of the vote in the first round. Ursula von der Leyen was endorsed by EU leaders for a second term as President of the European Commission. She now faces what is expected to be a tight confirmation vote in the European Parliament in mid-July. Kaja Kallas, the Prime Minister of Estonia, has also to be confirmed as the EU's top diplomat. António Costa, who resigned as Portugal's Prime Minister last year, is the new President of the European Council, for which he does not need parliamentary approval. Turkey arrested hundreds of people after Syrians were targeted in a spate of violence triggered by reports of a Syrian man sexually abusing a child. Cars and properties belonging to Syrians were set ablaze in Kayseri, in central Turkey, before the unrest spread to other cities. More than 3 million Syrian refugees live in the country. Across the border in northern Syria, locals responded by attacking Turkish troops, who maintain a big security presence in the area. Spain's Supreme Court ruled that Carles Puigdemont, the de facto leader of Catalonia's separatist movement, could not be granted amnesty for misuse of public funds, a blow to the socialist government, which has promised the amnesty in return for Catalan support in Parliament. The decision can be appealed against. The court held that other charges relating to the holding of an illegal independence referendum in 2017 were covered by the amnesty. Turnout hit a record low in the first round of Iran's presidential election. Masoud Pezeshkian, a 69-year-old surgeon and reformist who has criticised the regime's corruption and called for engagement with the West, came first. Saeed Jalili, a hardliner who seeks confrontation with America and engagement with Russia and China, came second. They face each other in a runoff on July 5th. Mohammed Bakar Khalibaf, a stalwart of the Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps, is out of the race. Israel ordered Palestinians to leave Khan Yunis, a city in southern Gaza, after rockets were reportedly fired into Israel from there. It was reported that Israeli strikes in response killed several people. Antonio Guterres, the UN Secretary General, said that no place is safe in Gaza. In April, displaced Palestinians returned to Khan Yunis after Israel withdrew its soldiers. An Israeli drone strike killed a senior Hezbollah commander, known as Abu Nameh, in southern Lebanon. The Iranian-backed militia responded by firing a barrage of rockets across the border at Israel. American negotiators have been trying to stop an all-out war from breaking out between Israel and Hezbollah. Around 70,000 Israelis have been forced to leave their homes in the border area. Cyril Ramaphosa, South Africa's president, appointed a cabinet containing members of the Democratic Alliance, or DA, previously the main opposition party, averting worries that squabbles over ministerial positions might have torn apart the new coalition government. The African National Congress, Mr. Ramaphosa's party, still holds most key portfolios, including finance and foreign affairs. The DA and smaller parties control several troubled departments, including home affairs and agriculture. Mohamed Ould Ghazouani was re-elected for a second term as president of Mauritania, with 56% of the vote. At least three people were killed in clashes between protesters and the security forces after his main rival disputed the results. The Electoral Commission dismissed claims that the poll had been rigged. In India, at least 121 people were killed during a stampede at a religious festival around 200 kilometres, that's 125 miles, southeast of Delhi. Authorities said the event attracted 250,000 people when permission had been given for 80,000 to attend. A petition in South Korea to impeach the president, Yoon Suk-yeol, has been signed by 1 million people so far. The document accuses Mr. Yoon of corruption and failing to protect South Koreans from Japanese-treated radioactive water, among other things. The petition crashed on the National Assembly's website because of heavy demand. The deeply unpopular Mr. Yoon lost a parliamentary election in April. A powerful Category 5 storm, Hurricane Beryl, ripped through the Caribbean, destroying property and killing at least 7 people. On July 4th, it was bearing down on the southeastern coast of Mexico. There is no record of a Category 5 storm ever forming in the Caribbean so early in the year. Warmer sea temperatures induced by climate change mean that ever more energy is available to create powerful hurricanes.